Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf dalet. The Gemara is in the middle telling over the story how Rava was making Havdalah when Rav Yaakov came to visit him, and it says that Rava said, Hamadlo ben Kodesh l'choyl, ben or l'choyshech, ben Yisrael la'amim, ben yoyim ha'shvila shesh simei ha'masa, which is four Havdalahs. Rav Yaakov said to him, why do you need to say so many different Havdalahs? Rav Yehuda Anasi used to only say one. So he said that I have a different brisa in which it's mavur that you should say no less than three and no more than seven. So Rabbi Yaakov asked him, so how come you said four? And as Tosis explains, if they said no less than three and no more than seven, it's probably because they were misakin three connected something and seven connected something. But to say four would make no sense. So Rava answered him that, you're right, I really only said three Havdalahs, because the last one, Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheish Tzimea Maseh, was not for the purpose of making Havdalah, rather to go back to Me'ein HaChsima. Since the chsima is Hamadol ben Kodesh l'chol, and you already stopped saying the words Hamadol ben Kodesh l'chol, you went on to a different type of Havdalah. Hamadol ben Kodesh l'chol, and then you went to Arbein Or l'choshech, Ben Yisro la'amim. So you want to get back to the concept of Hamadol ben Kodesh l'chol in order to be choisim, to end off the bracha with the words Hamadol ben Kodesh l'chol. So therefore, in order to make a me'ein achsima, I went back to the concept of Havdalah ben Kodesh l'chol, which is why I said Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh. So what you see from here is that the words Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh is not for the purpose of Havdalah in and of itself, or rather in order to facilitate a me'ein achsima. The Ran, based on this Gemara, says that Lefize, it comes out that when a person says Havdalah in Tefillah, in Atoch and Antonu, he should leave out Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh. He should only say the three Havdalahs, Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, Ben Or L'Choyshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim. Because over here you see in our Gemara, the only reason why you would say Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh is in order to be Choyse Me'en Achsima. But over here in Atoch and Antonu, the Chsima is Choyne Nadas. So there's no point in saying now Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh. In Chuz Chsam Sofer, Erechaim, Simen Ayin Hey, he says, Lo Zachisi Lohavin Divrei HaRan Zal Halalu. I don't understand what the Ran means. Ki Ma Yane Benusach V'Tedienu. We know that when you leave Shabbos and it goes into Yom Tov, say in Shemana Esrei, you say the Havdalah of V'Tedienu. And over there, the Gemara in Brachas brings down the Nusach of V'Tedienu. It's the Marganisa of Rav Shmuel. And it says over there, Ben Kedushas Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hevdalta, which says Chsam Sofer, that would have been enough. And yet, you add onto that Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh Kidashta. Over there also it's clear that we don't have to include Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh for the purpose of Me'en HaChsima or Me'en HaPsicha, and yet we say it. Now, of course, it's not exactly like in the case of Atoch and Antonu, because over there, like we said, you say three Kedushas. You say Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and Ben Or L'Choyshech, and Ben Yisrael La'amim. So in such a case, the Gemara already told us that the only reason for saying Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh is in order to get back to Me'en HaChsima. Masha'en Kenin V'Tedienu, you don't say three Kedushas. There's no Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, no Ben Or L'Choyshech, no Ben Yisrael La'amim. Rather, you say Ben Kedushas Shabbos, L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hevdalta. So in that we add, V'Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh Kidashta. I'm referring, of course, to the Nusach of V'Tedienu that appears in the Gemara in Brachas L'Megimel Mebeis. Our Nusach is an elongated Nusach, and we do add all of the three Kedushas. In fact, as Tosis points out in Dibur Maschil Boi Lameimar, that the Olam is Noyeg to be Moisif, basically seven Kedushas. But in the Nusach and Brachas, all that's there is Ben Kedushas Shabbos, L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hevdalta, Ves Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh Kidashta, Hevdalta V'Kidashta Es Amcha Yisrael B'Kedushas Secha. Then we continue Vatitan Lanu. So it's clear that the Ves Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh Kidashta is not to serve the purpose of making it Me'en HaChsima. However, that's part of the Chassam Sofer's question. He's saying that it's clear that we're not looking to say three Kedushas, so all you really need in V'Tedienu is one Kedusha. You say Ben Kedushas Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov, so that would be enough. Why would you have to now go and add Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh? You see that Chazal decided to add that in, even though it wasn't necessary for the point of making Me'en HaChsima or Me'en HaPsicha. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer says it's not true. You see from V'Tedienu that you're supposed to add Ben Yoyim HaShvil HaSheishes Me'amaseh even when it doesn't serve the function of getting back to Me'en HaChsima. And the Hesber, he says, it has to be because once they were misakin to say it in a regular Havdalah, in Havdalah Al-Kois, where it is Me'en HaChsima, so they kept that Nusach and put it even into Tefillah. The Gemara brings a brisa that says, "Omer Avdalis Maitzoy Shabbosais of Maitzoy Yamim Toivim of Maitzoy Yamim Kippurim of Maitzoy Shabbos LeYamtiv." In all these cases, you say Avdala. However, you do not say Avdala Maitzoy Yamtiv LeShabbos. When you go from Yamtiv to Shabbos, you don't say Avdala. The Rashbam says that the reason why you don't say Avdala when you're going from Yamtiv to Shabbos is because the Afarches Yoytze, if the official who's lower than the king is leaving, v'Hamelech Nichnas, and the king is coming in, and derech lavis afarches, it's not the derech eretz to go and escort the afarches out, as everybody is now welcoming the king. Shakonim shachin achar hamelech. Now we have to ask the following question: Bishlama, if Avdala is a din drabbanan, and the shayrus of the mitzvah Avdala is to, like, obviously the Rashbam is insinuating to escort the king out, and that's the derech eretz, to when Shabbos leaves, you escort the king out, or when Yom Tov leaves, you escort the afarches out. Then we understand what the Rashbam is saying, that there's no makom for mitzvah Avdala when you go from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But if the whole inyan of Havdalah is a mitzvah d'iraisa that's included in the din of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, which the Rambam explains to mean that you're supposed to be remember Shabbos B'chnisasei uvitziyasei, it's part of the din of remembering Shabbos, is that you're supposed to mention while it comes in and while it goes out that it is Shabbos. So obviously the point of Havdalah is not because you're supposed to escort the king out, rather part of your mitzvah Zechiras Shabbos, and for that matter Yom Tov as well, is to mention the fact that it is Shabbos as Shabbos comes in, and when Shabbos leaves, you should declare that Shabbos is leaving. And the same thing should be true about Yom Tov. So why is it that when you go from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah? So I believe the answer to this question lies in a proper understanding of what does it mean when we say that the mitzvah of Havdalah is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos. Because even if we say that that's the way to understand mitzvah Havdalah, it's not to escort the Shabbos out, rather it's part of your kiyum of mentioning of Zachar Esayim HaShabbos L'Kadshay, that you have to mention Shabbos B'chnisasei Uvitziyasei. This does not mean merely that you're supposed to mention Shabbos twice, once in the Knesset HaShabbos and once when Shabbos leaves. It's more than that. What we mean is, Zachar Esayim HaShabbos, you have to mention that Shabbos is different than the days that preceded it and the days that come after it. Zachar Esayim HaShabbos L'Kadshay, Kedusha means that it's Muvdol. And this is really Mefurish in the Rambam. The Sefer Mitzvahs, he says in Mitzvah Kufnun Hei, Shetzivonu L'Kadesh Es HaShabbos, Veloimar Dvorim B'chnisasi Uvitziyasi, Nazkir bo yitzias Mitzrayim v'kiddush hayom u'ma'alosoi v'hibadloi mishar hayomim hakoid mimimenu v'abayim achrav. So you see from the Rambam that although he does say that the mitzvah is l'kaddish es haShabbos and to declare that it is Shabbos, it's more than just declaring that today is Shabbos and that that declaration has to take place in the beginning and at the end of Shabbos. Rather, the declaration that today is Shabbos is a declaration that it is different than other days. And that is why we declare it in the beginning and at the end. Because declaring that it's special is a declaration only in comparison to the days that precede it and the days that follow it. So now we can understand, even according to the Rambam, why it is that we don't say Avdalah when you go from Yom Tov to Shabbos. According to the Rashbam, it's because the concept of Avdalah is to escort the Tsar, the Afarches, out, and that you don't do when the king is supposed to be getting all the attention. According to the Rambam, the reason is because the whole concept of Zachar Esayim HaShabbos, or the concept of remembering Yom Tov, is only appropriate when what you're doing is a declaration that it's different than the day is preceding it. But if it's coming from Shabbos, then there's nothing to declare that it's different because it's less Kaddish than Shabbos and not more. Now one could ask, according to this, if this is true, then when Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, why is it that we make Kiddush on Yom Tov? If the Rambam defines the din of Kiddush and Avdalah to declare that it's different than the days preceding it and the days following it, so then the day preceding this Yom Tov was Shabbos. There's no point in saying Kiddush. So you have to say that Kiddush has a dimension that Havdalah doesn't have. Kiddush is not merely separating the day from the days that preceded it, because then Kiddush would also be called Havdalah. And you see in the Lashon of the Rambam, when he says, L'kadish es ha-shabbos v'loimar dvarim b'chnisot v'tziyosai, the Rambam adds, Naskar ba-yetzias mitzrayim v'kiddush ha-yoyim u-malosai, v'hibad lo'y mishar ha-yoyim makad mimenu. Now, in Avdallah, you don't say yetzias mitzrayim. You don't make any declaration about the kiddush ha-yoyim. You only talk about its being separate from the other days. So Kiddush is something that, since you are in the day itself, you declare the Kedushas HaYoyim and express that it itself is a Yoyim Mekudush. And even if Yoyim Mekudush means something that is separate, Mekudush means Muvdal, it means that it's Muvdal from all other Yomei Choyl. So Havdalah is a declaration of the Kedusha of the Yom Tif when comparing it to the day that immediately follows it. Because after the day is over, you have an opportunity to highlight the fact that this day that has passed is Kadosh, and when you compare it to the day of Chol that comes after it, you see that it is a Yom Kadosh. Mashen Ken Kiddush is a declaration about the inherent Kedusha that the day has, regardless of what day preceded it. So far, we've discussed two options how to learn the din of Havdalah. Either Havdalah is a din d'rabbanan, and the yesod of the din d'rabbanan is to escort the king out, as we explained, is the shita of the Rashbam, and that is why the Rashbam holds that there is no din to say Havdalah when Yom Tov goes into Shabbos. And the other way to learn is, like we said, is Shitas Rambam, who learns that the din of Avdalah is a kiyum of the mitzvahs aseh daraisa of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadshe. You're supposed to be mekadesh it b'chnisosei uvitziosei. And we explained why, according to the Rambam, as well, there is no din of Avdalah when you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because even the Lekadshe has to be to separate it from the day that comes after it. Now, we should point out that everything that we said is only based on the assumption that just like according to the Rambam, there's a din d'oraisa of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadshei that relates to Shabbos, there is also a din Havdalah of the same nature on Motzei Yom Tov. Just like you have a din of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadshei, there's also a din of Zechira on Yom Tov. And this is because the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Aloch Yuches, is that Kishem Shemekadshim B'Leili Shabbos Umavdilim B'Moitzoi Shabbos, Kach Mekadshim B'Leili Yomim Toivim Umavdilim B'Moitzoi Ehen, Uvimoitzoi Yom Kippurim, Shekulam Shabbos Hashem Hein. Now it's mashma that they have the same gedder. The din of Kiddush and Avdalah on Shabbos and the din of Kiddush and Avdalah on Yom Tov sounds like they have the same gedder, and that's the way the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Aleph learns B'Das HaRambam. This is, though, not poshut at all. The Magen Mishnah says V'dasha Ein Kiddush Yom Tov Dvar Torah, and Rabbi Chanan the Kovitz Shiurim in the beginning of Beitza says, because the Rambam says Kiddush V'Avdalah is learned from Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, so there's no Makar on Yom Tov. However, it is mashba from the Lashon HaRambam, like we said, that he's mashba the two. He equates the din of Kiddush V'Avdalah on Shabbos, and he says Kishem, just like there's a mitzvah of being kaddish leila Shabbos, mavdil moitzay Shabbos, there's also a din on leila Yom Tov and moitzay Yom Tov. And even if you say the way that the Magen Mishnah learns that it's only a din d'rabbanan, it would be mashma that the gedder of the din d'rabbanan is the same gedder as what you have on Shabbos. So it's not to escort the king out the way the Rashbam learns. Rather, it is of the same nature as the din of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadshei that we have on Shabbos. The Rabbanan decided to be misaked that on Yom Tov as well. The Halachas Gedolos, the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush V'Avdalah, also learns that on Yomim Tovim there is the din just like you have on Shabbos, not because Kulin Shabbos is Hashem, but because just like Shabbos has a din of Zachreyu, because it says Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadshei, it also says the Lashon Zachira by other Yom Tovim. It says Loman Tizkar V'Zacharta. So on Kopan, we have these two shitas. We have the shita of the Rashbam that it's an inyan of escorting the king out, and the shita of the Rambam that it's part of your mitzvah to be Zoicher the Yom. There is a third shita, and that's the shita of the Rashmi Shatz. It's brought in Igros HaRamah, and Rabbi Chanan over there at the beginning of Beitza brings this down, and that is that the mitzvah of the Avdalah, according to him, is also a din d'oraisa, not just on Shabbos, but on Matzah Yom Tov. And the makar for this din is because it says in the pasuk lahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachoil. There's a special mitzvah to be mavdo between whatever is kodesh and whatever is choil. And the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Mabeis darshens this pasuk le'inyan havdala. Because it says over there, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan kol amavdil al hayayim b'maitzoy Shabbos is havin loin bonim zecharim d'chsiv lahavdil bein ha-kodesh u'bein ha-choyl u'chsiv hasam lahavdil bein ha-tomi u'bein ha-toyer v'samach lei isha ki sazriya. So you see that the person who is mavdil on yayim b'maitzoy Shabbos, he is going to have bonim zecharim. So you see that the Gemara is extracting the din havdala from the pasuk of lahavdil bein ha-kodesh u'bein ha-choyl. Now according to the Rashmi Shantz, it's very pashut why when Yom Tif goes into Shabbos, there's no din to make Havdalah. Because the whole din Havdalah is only to be Mavdil Bein HaKodesh or Bein HaChoyl. When you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's no Kodesh L'Choyl. It's going up in Kedusha. Now there are a few nafkaminas between the sheet of the Rambam that the Makar for the din of Havdalah is because you have a din of being Zoicher Shabbos Bechnisasei V'Yitziyasei, and the sheet of the Rashbi Shans that the Makar of the din of Havdalah is Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh or Bein HaChoyl. One nafkamina is what is the din of Noshim by Havdalah. Most Rishonim hold that Noshim are Chayavis in Havdalah. Even though Havdalah is a mitzvah saseh as man grama, the Magid Mishnah explains that since Noshim are Chayavis in Kiddush midairaisa, because like the Gemara says in Brachas and Davchaf Mebeis, that there's a hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. Shamar means the mitzvahs loisasei, and women are always chayavis in mitzvahs loisasei. Since we're makish Zachar to Shamar, that we equate the mitzvahs loisasei of Shabbos to the mitzvah of Zachar, which is the assay of Shabbos. Therefore, Noshim are chayavis in Kiddush midaraisa. So who adin Havdalah? If Havdalah is learnt out from the din of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshei, Zachreyu Bechnisasei V'Tziyasei, so it's also a kiyam of the din of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshei. If it's a kiyam of the din of Zachar, Zachar is Iskish Teshamar, and just like they're Chayiv in Kiddush Midaraisa, they'd also be Chayiv in Havdalah. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph says that straight out, that Noshim are Chayavis in the Mitzvah of Havdalah because of this Hekish. The Magid Mishnah adds that even if Havdalah is a Dinder Abonnet, as we see in the Rashbam, that it has to do with escorting the king out, nevertheless, it makes sense to say that the Rabbanon, when they were Misakin Dinim, such as a Din to escort the king out, they were Misakin Kein Dai Raisa, and just like there's a Din Dai Raisa to be Kadsheyu, Zachreyu Alayayin, Legabi the Din Kiddush, so escorting the king out would midrabanan have the same gedarim as the din dairaisa, and therefore both according to the Rambam and according to the Rashbam, it stands to reason that Nashim would be chayavos in Havdalah. However, the Arches Chaim, which is actually brought down by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Vav Siv Ches, and the Rama is choishish for this daya lehalacha lemaisa that Noshim are pturois in Havdalah. Therefore, the Rama says Noshim should not be mavdilois laatzman lechatchila. They should hear Havdalah from Anoshim. What's the hesber in this shita? Why should Noshim not be chayavois in the din of Havdalah? So according to the Rashmi Shantz, it makes a lot of sense. If the Mekar for the Mitzvah Havdalah is Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChoyl, so this has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Kiddush. It's not part of the Dinim of Shabbos that you could say it has a Hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. Rather, it's a Klaliistika Din to be Mavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChoyl Bein HaTomei Ubein HaTohar, and therefore Noshim are Pturais because it's a Mitzvah Haseh Shez Ban Grama. Another Nafgamina would be, what happens if a Katan became a Gadol on Moitzoy Shabbos? In the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi, Arachayim Simen Kuf Samachay, he says that this cotton that week would not be chayev in Havdalah Midairaisa, and therefore he should not be Moitzi a Gadol in Havdalah. The reason, he says, is because the mitzvah Havdalah Midairaisa is learnt out from Zochar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, which means that it's a Choyves Yom HaShabbos to be Mekadeshi Bechnisosoy Uvitziyosoy. So he sees it as a package. He says anybody who wasn't Chayiv when Shabbos came in Zochar Siyam HaShabbos, he would not have a Chayiv to be Mekadeshi Bechnisosoy. His Chiddush is debatable, because maybe he wasn't chayiv in Bechnisaseh, but who says that it's one large package? Maybe Beitziyaseh he would be chayiv. Nevertheless, even if we accept his Chiddush, that only makes sense according to the Rambam. If you learn that the Mekar for the din of Havdalah is Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChoyl, it would be mistaver that a cotton would be chayiv in the mitzvah as well. Because the mitzvah is only chal on Mitzvah Shabbos. You can't say that it's chal earlier when Shabbos came, that now you're mechuyiv mekadesh this Shabbos, bechdisasei uvitziyasei. Rather, as soon as he becomes a gadol, he has a mitzvah to be mavdil bein ha-kodesh u'bein ha-choyl. Another possible nafkamina would be if a person could be mavdil before Teis HaShabbos. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin says that mispal adam shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, a person could be mispal the tefillah of shel Shabbos on Friday, and shel Moitzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos. Roiv of the Rishonim hold, and this is the psak of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Aloch Yud Aleph, that Medina you're allowed to be mavdil before Shabbos leaves, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha, you're allowed to say Havdalah. However, the Rishonim over there bring down Kama Ga'onim that held that you're not allowed to be mavdil, you can only be mavdil after it gets dark. Now, if the Makar of Havdalah is from Zohar, that Bechnisas of Yitzias you have to be maskir, it's possible to be maskir Samachli Yitzias HaShabbos, just like you're allowed to be maskir in Kiddush, you're allowed to make Kiddush Samach L'Chnisase before Shabbos comes, or after. It doesn't have to be Dafka after the Shabbos comes in. However, if you learn that the Makar is the Din L'Havdal Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, it's very mistaver to say that to be Mavdil at a time when it's still Kodesh, and you have a Chiv to be Shoivis, you can't make Havdalah. The mitzvah only is when it changes. After the change takes place from Kodesh to Chol, you have to then go and be Mavdil Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol. One more possible nafkamina would be the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid that we mentioned on Dafkuf Beis, as to whether you could say Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon on the same kois. The Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Aloch Yud Beis and the Rif both hold that you're allowed to say Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon on one kois, even though there's a din, like we said over there, ein mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, and that's why Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon you cannot say on the same kois. Nevertheless, they hold that Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon is different. And the Ravid in his Asoga says, what should be the difference? The Magid Mishnah explains over there, the Sfarah of the Rambam, is that Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah are both on something she'avar, on the past. The Chiv Havdalah is not because of the present Zman, or the future, which is Chol, rather it is a Chiyuv to be Mazkir, the Shabbos that has passed. And since it's going on the past, so it's Me'inyan Echod. Just like Birkas HaMazon is thanking Hashem for the food that he already has eaten, so too Havdalah is on the past because it goes on the Shabbos that has passed. And like the Gemara says, B'chada Milsa, there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas. Masha'in Kain, Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, Kiddush is on the day that's coming in, Birkas HaMazon is on the Mazon that he ate before. So it's two different inyanim, and therefore there's a problem with Chavilas Chavilas. We understand that according to the Rambam L'shitasai, who holds that the Din of Avdalah is a Kim of Zachreyu. The Kim of Zachreyu is going on the past, on the Shabbos that has already passed. However, if you learn it out from the din of Lahavdol Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, then it's not a kima being maskir the Shabbos that has passed. Rather, declaring that there's a change, that there's a difference between Shabbos and Chol, then we understand the Shita Saraivat. The Gemara asks how you're supposed to be choisim Havdalah. The Gemara brings the machlokes. Ravar mekadesh Yisrael Ushmul Amar Hamavdol Ben Kodesh LeChol. Layit Allah Abaya. Abaya used to be Mekalel, anybody who said Mekadesh Yisroel. Why was Abaya Layit on somebody who said Mekadesh Yisroel? The Arsameach says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Gimel, that if you say Mekadesh Yisroel by Havdalah, it looks like we're relating to Shabbos like we do to Yom Tif. By Yom Tif, we know that it's Yisroel that's Mekadeshinu Lizmani. Yisroel has to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and because the Mekadesh the Chodesh, that's why it becomes Yom Tif on the 15th day of the month when it's Sukkot or Pesach, etc. Hu Adin Shabbos, if you would say Mekadesh Yisrael in the beginning of the week, it looks like that we need Kiddush Bezdin to make the first day into Sunday in order that the 7 days later should be Shabbos, and that's not true. The Shittas that hold in our Gemara that you are supposed to say Mekadesh Yisrael, the Rashbam explains, Mikol Oilome Sheyotzar Le Kiddush Eli Yisrael, Olefi Pirzeh Shaycha Chasim Mezub Moitzoy Shabbos. What the Rashbam means is that since the world was created on Moitzoy Shabbos for the first time, Vayi Erev Vayi Voiker Yom Echod, so the Erev of Yom Echad is Moitzoy Shabbos, Mikol Olam Sheyotzer, the entire Bria, the most Kaddish thing is Yisrael. So that's the real intention of Mekadesh Yisrael. However, Abaye felt that it would look like we are saying that we need Klal Yisrael to be Mekadesh the Shabbos, which is not the truth. The Gemara relates a story that Ula went to visit Pumpadisa, and Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yitzchak, his son, go and bring him a kalkola de peiri and see how he makes Havdalah. It happens to be that Rabbi Yitzchak did not go himself. He sent Abaya, and Abaya heard him say, only Baruch HaMadol Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. So the Gemara asks from a Braisa, Meis ve'kol ha'brachas kulon, poiseach be'baruch, you start with baruch, v'choyseh mehem be'baruch, except for birchas ha'mitzvahs, birchas ha'peiris, brachas ha'smuch l'chaverta, and brachas ha'chrenish be'kriyashma. And the inyan of brachas ha'smuch l'chaverta, why it is that you do not start the bracha with baruch. There is a machloikis rishonim. The Rashbam over here in Debar Maschol Yesh Mehen says Yesh Mehen shechoyz ben ve'ena peseach ki goyim brachas much l'chaverta sharei poitrasa harishona sheniftecha bebaruch. The reason why a brachas much l'chaverta does not open with baruch is because you have the psicha of the bracha preceding it. Since the first bracha that was part of this series began with baruch ata Hashem, you do not have to be peseach bebaruch. It seems that the psicha helps for all of the brachas that are part of this series. And Rashi in Ksubas Daf Chesmid Aleph also says this, that by bracha smuch lechaverta, you do not need to start out the baruch because the psicha of the first bracha has baruch. However, Toifis over here in Dibar Maschul Chutz says Pirish Lefi Shechasam Barishoina Ein Tzarech Lefteich Ashniya Bebaruch. The reason why bracha smuch lechaverta does not need a psicha of baruch is because you have the chsima of the previous bracha. The chsima of the last bracha ended off baruch ata Hashem, and therefore that helps for the bracha that follows it. So there's a big nafgamina between the way that the Rashbam and Rashi learn and the way Tosfos is learning. According to the Rashbam and Rashi, even if the first bracha of the series did not end off with a chsima of baruch, if it was just baruch ata Hashem and it was a bracha ktzara, it didn't have a chsima, you still would not make a bracha in the following brachas because it's smucha l'chaverta. Masha'en kein, according to Tosfos, the only time that bracha smucha l'chaverta you do not need to say baruch is when you had a chsima and the bracha before it. And there seems to be a machlokes in Lamdis as well, because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, it looks like the whole inyan of bracha smuch lechaverta is, like we said, it becomes part of a whole series. And since you open that series with a bracha, so you don't have to, at every interval, make a new bracha to Hashem, because it follows as one long continuum. Masha'en Kein Toisfis doesn't see bracha smuch lechaverta as being an inherent part of a series. Rather, bracha smuch lechaverta is a ptur because you could rely on the chsima at the end of the last bracha. And another nafkamina between Rashi and Toisfis would be that according to Toisfis, a third bracha in the series, of course, would also need to have a chsima in the bracha preceding it. Masha'en Kein, according to Rashi and Rashbam, a third bracha would just have the psicha of the first bracha just like the second bracha. This is the reason why Tosfos says legabi the bracha of lasik b'dever soira, and then we continue v'harevna. Says Tosfos, it's all bracha achas. Kivin she'en paiseich harevna b'baruch. Now, according to Rashi and Rashbam, it could be understood as a bracha smuch lechaverta. But according to Tosfos, who holds that the only way to make a bracha smuch lechaverta is by having the chsima of the preceding bracha, so by lasik b'dever soira you don't have that. That's why Tosfos says that it's all one bracha. The problem is that Tosfos goes on to ask, why by Havdalah do we say a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Aleikeinu Melech HaOlam HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol B'Nei L'Choshech, etc., when it is preceded by the bracha on Ner? You say Baruch Meirei HaEish, so why should you have to start a bracha again? Now it sounds like Tosfos is asking that since it's Smucha L'Chaverta, you shouldn't need to begin it with Baruch. And the question is that that's not Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the only way to make a bracha smuch lechaverta is if the bracha preceding it had a chsima. And the bracha of Bar Maria Eish doesn't have a chsima. Another question is that there's a rule that a bracha is not considered a bracha unless it has Shem Umalchus. You have to say Baruch Ata Hashem Aleikeinu Melech HaOlam. And the chsima that comes before the bracha, generally speaking, is just Baruch Ata Hashem. You start a bracha in the beginning, you say Baruch Ata Hashem Aleikeinu Melech HaOlam. Let's say the first bracha of Yoitzer Ha'or. So you say Baruch Ata Hashem Aleikeinu Melech HaOlam Yoitzer Ha'or V'Ore Choshech. It ends off Baruch Ata Hashem Yoitzer Ha'Moiris. So Ava Rabba, which is considered Smuch L'Chaverta, if you learn that Smuch L'Chaverta is based on the chasima of the preceding bracha, then how does it have Shem U'Malchus? It only has Baruch Ata Hashem. This kasha is asked by the Birk Savram in Ksubas Daf Chesamid Aleph. So based on this, he says you have to learn our Tosfos differently. Until now, we were explaining our Tosfos like the conventional understanding that the way that bracha smuch lechaverta works is that the chesima of bracha number one serves as the psicha of bracha number two. And that's based on the lashon of the Tosfos. The Tosfos says lafi shechasam barishoina ein tzarech lefteich hashniya bebaruch. However, he learns, and this seems to be the hesber of the Rosh in Perek Aleph Brachis Simen Yud Gimel, that La'olam Tosfos agrees to the Hesber of Rashi and the Rashbam, that the way that Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta works is that you rely on the psicha of the first bracha. When Tosfos says, Lefi Shechasa Barishayna Ein Tzarech Levtoich HaShnia B'Baruch, all Tosfos means is that if you did not have the chsima of the first bracha, then you would have a problem, because then it would appear as if it's all one big bracha. And it's not one big bracha. Bracha smuch l'chaverta means that you do not have to be poiseach b'baruch because you have the psicha of the original bracha. But anytime it's going to appear like one big bracha, then you have to be poiseach b'baruch. So what Tosfos is saying is that when you have the chasima of the first bracha, that takes care of the problem that it appears like one big bracha, because you already are choisim the first bracha, and that shows that the first bracha is over, and then you can go and continue with the second bracha without being poiseach b'baruch. But why do you do it without being poiseach b'baruch? Because you have the psicha of the first bracha. And that's what Tosfos means when they say in our Tosfos that Havdalah needs the psicha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, even though it's smucha to the bracha of Barim Me'orei HaEish. Tosfos' lashon is Havdalah Namishe Pesachas BeBaruch Af Al Pi SheSmucha LeBirchas Me'or Mishum Shelo Tireh Bracha Achas. We don't want it to look like one bracha. So Tosfos is clearly saying the Yisoid that the Rosh says in brachas, that Bracha Smucha Chaverta really does rely on the psicha of the first bracha, which is why we have to ask the kasha in Havdalah, why do you need to be Pesach B'Baruch? You have the preceding bracha, even though the preceding bracha doesn't have a chesima. And the answer, says Tosfos, is because we don't want it to appear like one long bracha. So you see that Tosfos is yisoid, that you need the chesima of the first bracha is not in order to serve as the psicha of the second bracha, rather to separate the first bracha from the second bracha, that it shouldn't appear like one big bracha. So we still have a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam against Tosfos as to when we say that a bracha smucha l'chaverta does not to begin with a baruch. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, it never needs to begin with a baruch. Whether the first bracha has a chesima or it doesn't have a chesima, we always rely on the psicha of the first bracha. According to Tosfos, the only time we rely on the psicha of the first bracha is when the first bracha has a chesima, because then we're not worried about the problem that it will appear like one bracha. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, why does the bracha of Havdalah require a psicha? You have Tosfos' kasha that the bracha b'ermeyariya eish precedes the bracha of Havdalah, and you don't have the answer of Tosfos that we don't want it to appear like one bracha, because we see that the sheet of Rashi and Rashbam is that it doesn't make a difference. We always say that bracha smucha l'chaverta doesn't need a bracha. The teretz is like the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings down, and there is that is that the Yerushalmi says that the bracha of Bar Meyari HaEish is not always something that has to be part of the seder of these brachas, because the Gemara says in Daf Nun Dalem Radaf that Rebbe Hoya Mefazron, Rebbe, when he would see an Ur, Motzei Shabbos, he would make a bracha immediately. Later on, they would bring Besamim, he would make a bracha on Besamim. He wouldn't be Mesader them together as part of the Havdalah. Therefore, it's not really part of a series. As we explain, the Shita of Rashi and Rashbam seems to be that bracha smucha l'chaverta is a yesoy, that when you have a series of brachas that belong with each other, then we look at it as one long hemshech, and therefore the second bracha, the third bracha, they don't need to be poseach b'baruch. Masha'en came by Havdalah, since the bracha bar me'orei eish is not inherently part of the series, because sometimes you put them separately, Rebbe used to be mefazer them, therefore you cannot see it as bracha asmucha l'chaverta, even when you put them together. So we now see a new machlokes. According to Tosfos, the inyan of bracha smucha l'chaverta is lav dafka when they were misaken, that they should come one after the other. As long as a person said a bracha and now he's soymich to it another bracha, even if the two don't always come together, he doesn't have to be pesach the second one bebaruch. And according to Rashi, the only time that you say bracha smucha l'chaverta is when the two are inherently part of one long series. Now this has a big nafkemina lahalacha. The Torah brings down in Simin Kuf Yud in Arachayim, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch over there in Simin Kuf Yud Siv Vav, that the Marami Rundberg, when he used to go on a trip, so he wanted to say Tfilas HaDerech. What he used to do is he would be soymeich the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech to a bracha, like the bracha of Goymach Sodim Toivim La'ama Yisrael in Birchas HaShachar. If he knew in the morning before davening that he had to go, so then he would say the bracha in order to make it a bracha on Smucha L'Chaverta. Now, of course, according to Yerushalmi that we just mentioned, it's very hard to understand the Marami Rutenberg, because just like the bracha of Havdalah can't be considered a bracha smuch l'chaverta because of the bracha abar mirei eish. And the reason, says the Yerushalmi, is because Rabbi Yehuda Mefazrim, which means, like we explained, that's not really part of one long series. They don't have to be next to each other. So it wasn't niskin, it wasn't instituted by Chazal as one long series. So the same thing would hold true by the bracha of Tefillas HaDerech. Since the bracha that you're putting it next to, Agam Chasadim Toivim, Lami Yisrael, is not something that is inherently part of the series of brachas that includes Tefillas HaDerech, so there would be no Hesber in Rami Rutenberg. Rami Rutenberg makes sense if you go like the Shitsa Toisfis, that it doesn't necessarily have to be part of one long series. Rather, any time you put a bracha next to another bracha, as long as the first bracha has a chsima and then won't appear like one long bracha, then you could have the din a bracha smuch l'chaverta. According to this, we can understand the shla, which is brought down by the Magen Avram over there in Sivvav, in Simen Kuf Yud. The shla says that if a person already davened, so he cannot use the Eitza of Rami Rutenberg to put Tefillas HaDerech next to his Birkas Shachar, he said he has another Eitza. The Eitza is to take something to eat and make a Bar Nefashos on it, or to go to the restroom and he'll say Asher Yotzar, and then after that he'll say Tefillas HaDerech. Why does he pick Dafka those two Eitzes, using Bar Nefashos or the Bracha of Asher Yotzar? What about if a person would just say the Bracha of Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaroi? The teretz is that once you're using the shita of the Tosfos holds that bracha smuch l'chaverta does not need to be one long series, then how does Tosfos answer the question that they ask about Havdalah? Why does it need to be Pesach b'barach? It's next to the bracha bar me'aria eish, and they don't have the teretz of the Yerushalmi that it's not considered one long series. The teretz is, says Tosfos, that over there you have there's no chsima to the bracha bar me'aria eish, and the only time that bracha smuch l'chaverta doesn't need to be Pesach b'barach is when there's a chsima in the bracha preceding it. Therefore, if a person were to take a bracha like Shakon Liyabedvare, it doesn't have a chsima, and then it's not possible to be soimich to it the bracha of Tefillas HaDerech, because then it'll look like one long bracha. Masha'en came the bracha of Asher Yatzar, or even the bracha of Bar Nefashos. Most Pesachim hold that Baruch Hei HaElamim that you say at the end of the bracha of Bar Nefashos is considered a chsima. So once you have a chsima at the end of the first bracha, then you can be soimich it. So we understand why the Shlo used only the Eitza of Bar Nefashos or Asher Yatzar, because those two have a chsima, and then there's no problem to make a bracha smuch l'chaverta afterwards. Now we still have to try and understand what is the shoyrish of the machloikas between Tosfos and the Rashbam as to whether the din of bracha smuch l'chaverta is said dafka when it's a chelik of an entire series like Rashi and Rashbam learn, or it doesn't necessarily have to be dependent on a whole series. Once we already clarified that Tosfos also holds that we're not really relying on the chasima of the last bracha. All you need is the psicha of the last bracha, and you just have to make sure that there is a chasima so that it doesn't appear like one long bracha. What lies at the root of this machloikis? So I believe that we can explain this based on something that Tosfos says later on in the Tosfos. Tosfos asks the following question. Why is it that the bracha of Yehalelucha at the end of Hallel and the bracha of Yiru Einenu, that is before Shemin Esrei of Ma'ariv, and the bracha of Yishtabach, why do none of them begin with Baruch? Tosfos says, Yehalelucha is a bracha asmucha l'chaverta, because in the beginning of Hallel, you say the bracha of Asher Kidshanu mitzvos v'tzivanu likrei es Hallel, which, by the way, is another riot to the way we explained Tosfos, that Tosfos does not hold that it really has to always have a chsima, the first bracha, in order for the second bracha to be considered smucha l'chaverta, because the bracha of likrei es Hallel does not have a chsima. Al-Karach Tosfos agrees that if you have a bracha, even if it doesn't have a chsima, as long as it doesn't appear like one long bracha, which by Hallel it doesn't, because you have Hallel in between, it could be called a bracha smuch l'chaverta. Tosfos says, Yiru Einenu is also samach to the bracha of Hashkivenu, and Yishtabach is considered smuch l'chaverta because it's samach to the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar. The psukim that you say in between, meaning the psukim of Hallel, and the psukim of Psukim Zimra, and the psukim of before Yiru Einenu, Tosfos says those psukim is not called a hefsik. K'may bracha achronah shebekriyashma, just like the last bracha of kriyashma, the lehavi kriyashma hefsik, it's not called a hefsik. Therefore, Tosfos says you better make sure not to be mafsik in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because then you won't be able to make the bracha. However, Tosfos asks the question that Yehalelucha on Lele Pesach, We know that Leila Seder, we do not say a bracha of Lekroi Es HaHalel. So you still say the bracha of Yahalucha at the end of Halel. How can you say that bracha? Of course, we know that not everybody says it, but Tosfos's nusach was to say the bracha at the end of Halel on Leila Seder. Tosfos says, you saw it, Lekach Nira, the bracha she'achar psukim ein tzarech psicha. The bracha that you say after psukim does not need a psicha. She'beloi psicha nikeres haschala. You see from Tosfos that all you really need in the psicha of a bracha, even though a psicha of a bracha has a nusach of Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that's only in order to establish a certain context for your bracha. And if you could achieve the same context without the nusach of Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then that's fine. This is an incredible chiddush, but Tosfos obviously holds that psicha is not really essential to the nusach of a bracha. The psicha is only there in order to achieve a certain effect. Once we say that, it's very simple why Tosfos would hold that even something that's not part of a series could still be considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta, because the concept of bracha smucha l'chaverta is, even though it is, it's like we said, it has to have the psicha of the original bracha, but the having the psicha, all it means is having a certain effect that psicha provides us with. And that you have, if a person is in the middle of a bracha, that means that he already has the connection that needed to be established through the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He has that context. So it's just like a person who was involved in saying psukim. Tosfos holds that the psukim also establishes the connection that you need. It doesn't need the introduction of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, because you're there in front of the melech and you already have the psukim and you already have the connection. So now saying the bracha, it already works without the psicha. Now the Rashbam doesn't agree to this, because one of the examples that Tosfos just gave was the bracha achrenes shebekriyas shema, the last bracha in Kriyas Shema, which our Gemara says you also do not need to start it with Baruch. Tosfos says the reason l'maskana of the Tosfos is because you're saying psukim. The Rashbam in Dibra Maschul bracha achrenes shebekriyas shema over here says that afal pi she'im bracha acheres l'mal lehimena, you don't have a bracha before shehizchubah bebaruch sheri hifzik Kriyas Shema, you already said Kriyas Shema in between, so there's no bracha before it. Afal pi it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta to the bracha that precedes Kriyashma. Sharei mechuber emes v'yatziv al soifish shel Kriyashma. The Rashbam explains, based on the Gemara in Brachas that says that when you finish off the parsha of Vayomer, you cannot just say Ani Hashem Elokeichem and then start Emes V'yatziv. You're supposed to put Emes V'yatziv next to Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's why you're not allowed to answer somebody Shalom in between Elokeichem and Emes V'yatziv, because there's a pasuk that says Hashem Elokim Emes. Hilkach, says the Rashbam, Kechada birchasa arichta damya. It's like one long bracha. So the Rashbam l'shitasai holds that the only way that you could have a bracha smucha l'chaverta is if you could look at it like one long continuum. Therefore, you have the psicha of the original bracha. Because the Rashbam understands that the concept of psicha is that part of the nusach of a bracha is that it requires Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam in the beginning. And the only way to do that is to have something that connects you to the beginning. And like we said, the only way you could be connected to the beginning is something which was originally misukim to be part of that series. Masha'en Ken Tosfos understands that the concept of psicha is the effect of the psicha. You don't really need to have a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam that precedes your bracha, as long as you have whatever was achieved through the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and that can be achieved through other means also, like saying psukim, you also have the ability to make a bracha. We mentioned already that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda told his son Rabbi Yitzchak to go to Ula and bring him a kakol de peri. He said, go and see how he makes Havdalah. Rav Yitzchak did not do it himself. He sent Abaye to bring the kakol de peri to Ula. And afterwards, his father said to him, hey, Chiyomer, how did Ula make Havdalah? So he said to him, Ano loy azli, I didn't go. Ano shadrisi la Abaye. Reb Zella Gruvin Bengis asks, how was it that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av? You can't send a shliach to be mekayim mitzvah of Kibbut Av because it's like a mitzvah shebegufay. Mitzvah Shabuguva doesn't help Shlichas. So how was Reb Yitzchak allowed to send Abaye? Answers are Bengis. He says, you see from here, like the Shita of the Rashba, in Yevam Mistavav Med Aleph, who says that Midairaisa, there is no mitzvah Kibbut Av when it doesn't relate to the father's own Hanoah. Like the din of Ma'achiloi, Mashkehu, you're supposed to give him to eat and to drink. things that are mahana the father. But stam listening to the father, just a kiyum of the ratzon av, you're not mechuyev to do it midin kibur av. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi brings down this vechocha from Reb Bengis, and he says there's no raya. Even if we are to say that you're mechuyev to do other things for the father, not just things that are anos haguf for the father, nevertheless, something like finding out information is something that you could send a shliach for. Lo'olam, he was chayiv din kibud av, but he's mekayim that din kibud av if he just gets the desired result, because his father wasn't really interested in Rav Yehuda going himself and finding out what Ula did with his Havdalah. He wanted to know something about Ula's Havdalah. So that is something, he says, Rav Frank, you could be mekayim al yedei shliach as well. Even though he says you could taina mitzvah bo yaitzim b'shlucha, he says you don't always say, not by all things do we say mitzvah bo yaitzim b'shlucha. On Koparim, it seems like we have machlokes here. Bengis holds that it's not possible, according to the shitas, that hold that you say kibur av, even by things that are not anot to the father, since the father was mitzavayu to do it in a certain way, that is your mitzvah kibur av. So you can't send a shliach to do it because the father told you how he wants you to do the kibud. So, ritzayna shalodim, zeu kvoidi. You can't say that I'll get the result because the father just wants to know the information, and thereby I'll send somebody else, and that way I'll get the same information.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.